KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
It's cloudy, windy, and 22 with a wind chill of 8. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News today, Wednesday, February 21st. News sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter weather advisory in effect from now until midnight tonight. It's just going to be cloudy and cold this morning, but looking for some additional freezing rain and sleet for this afternoon and this evening. We could see up to a quarter inch accumulation. That's going to make driving conditions pretty treacherous out there. A lot of school closings today to tell you about today. Chickasha, Anadarko, Blanchard, Tuttle, USAO, and Canadian Valley Technology Center are all closed today. Also, the Nenecost Senior Citizen Center will be closed today. Chickasha City officials looking at a new method to make improvements to city streets. The story, part of today's Cool News.
One bank. One local bank. One crazy, mad about you community bank. That's First National. If you're involved in the community served by First National Bank, you know us. Our people live to serve. We're in the chamber. We're active in local churches. You meet us at the stock shows, arts festivals, parades, and charity events that bring our community to life. So if you're looking for a bank that cares about the community as much as you do, there's only one bank, one local bank. First National Bank and Trust Company, 11 locations to serve you. Member FDIC.
A new method of resurfacing city streets that's never been tried before in Chickasha is being considered by city officials. One city councilman wants to make sure this method will stand the test of time for the investment that is being made. The method is called microsurfacing. Public Works Director Rob Camp recommending the process, saying it held up well when they used the process when he was in Enid. At this week's city council meeting, Councilman Howard Carpenter had some reservations.
With a new process that we've never tried before, and us looking at investing almost $500,000, I would rather us do a test section of road just to make sure that it's going to do what we think it's going to do.
Officials admitted that the microsurfacing method isn't for every street. Now, the streets that are scheduled to be upgraded this year include Almar Drive from 4th to 9th Streets, 9th Street from Grand to Ferguson, Country Club Road from 16th to 29th Street, Missouri Avenue from 4th to 9th Street, 2nd Street from Minnesota to Choctaw, 6th Street from Choctaw to Frisco, and Chickasha Avenue from 9th to about 16th Street. The City Council also approving final payments regarding some recent upgrades of lift stations along a number of city sewer lines. The Council approving payments of more than $250,000 for the repair and or replacement of the lift stations at Honda Lane, The Harbors, 23rd and Grand, and Highland Drive, Slattery Construction Company, the firm completing those upgrades. More cool news coming right up.
It's hard to believe, but it's true. The air in your home is not as clean as you think. Indoor pollutants like pollen, mold, and pet dander can wreak havoc on your sinuses, sleep patterns, and overall comfort. Give DeHart Air Conditioning a call to discuss their home comfort filtering systems. Installed on the air handler of your home comfort system, this equipment uses ultraviolet light to destroy unwelcome particles in the air before they are recirculated in your home. Call DeHart Air Conditioning today to find out more. 224-0184. DeHart, your climate master Geo Elite dealer.
Voters in Minco will be going to the polls next month to decide a couple of special bond issues, one of which would be used to build a new middle school. The two special bond issues total about $15 million. Superintendent Kevin Sims says not only will a new middle school be built, they'll make some major changes to the elementary school. He says if approved, the measure would go a long way to helping the district grow and advance in the future. The proceeds would also purchase tablets for all students in grades 4 through 12. He says that would allow students to do interactive research and even take virtual field trips. And he says since state funding for textbooks has been virtually eliminated, some of the funds would be used to purchase textbooks over the next several years. That's about a $14.5 million bond issue. And then a second bond issue is about $450,000 that would allow the district to purchase new school buses as well as purchase some other new school vehicles. The special election coming up on Tuesday, March the 6th. Representatives from the State Bureau of Narcotics and Dangerous Drugs to be in Chickasha this spring to present a forum regarding the nation's opioid crisis and some other problems with drugs. The agency combining efforts with Chickasha Police to hold the program and some of the discussion to include drug abuse, along with proposed legislation that may help combat the problems. The forum is set for May 24th at the Canadian Valley Technology Center. The Grady County Sheriff's Office announcing the hiring of a couple of new reserve deputies. Chad King and Grant Smith have recently joined the department. And the Sheriff's Office also a new location to drop off old prescriptions. It's a safe way to dispose of out-of-date or unused prescription drugs to keep them out of the hands of children. The drop box looks like a mailbox. It's similar to ones that are at the Chickasha Police Department and the Grady County Jail. The drop sites are white in color, as I mentioned. They look like a mailbox, and they have an Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics emblem on the front. Checking energy prices, crude oil on the New York Mercantile Exchange at $61.90 a barrel. London-based Brent crude is $65.25. Natural gas, $2.62 per million BTUs. Gold is $1,330 and silver, $16.46. Our weather forecast, winter weather advisory for much of the region today, including the Oklahoma City metro area. There could be some slick and hazardous roads on your way into work today, since we did have about a half an inch of rain yesterday, plus the freezing rain and sleet we had yesterday afternoon and last night. Now, for the morning, we should be okay, but expecting some more freezing rain and sleet this afternoon and into tonight with about a quarter inch accumulation quite possible, and we will have steady temperatures in the mid to upper 20s for much of the day. Right now it's cloudy and 22 with a wind chill of 8. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line at 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
It's a new year with new low prices, only at Byford Buick GMC in Chickasha. New 2017 Sierra 1500s discounted nearly $8,000 or $9,000 off a new 2017 Buick Envision. And every vehicle purchase comes with oil changes for life, only at Byford Buick GMC in Chickasha on Highway 81. Or visit us at ByfordGMC.com. GMC, we are professional grade. Stock number HD482825 and HD052575. Savings based on MSRP while supplies last. WACCDR for details.
In sports, the brackets are out for the state wrestling tournaments that will be getting underway Friday at the State Fair Arena in Oklahoma City. For Chickasha, Hobie Stevens is the number 7 seed in the tournament. The Tuttle Tigers have 5 number 1 seeds in the tournament, and Anadarko's Braden Nunn is the number 3 seed in his weight class. A USAO basketball player gets an invitation to the National 3-Point Shooting Competition for NAIA. Brandon Scott, one of 4 players, getting the invitation to the competition that will be held at the NAIA National Tournament in Kansas City next month. The senior from Dallas leads the Drovers in scoring with 19 points per game, and he's dropped in 79 3-pointers this year and shooting about 43% from the 3-point line. The OU women's basketball team with its final home game of the season tonight. They'll be hosting Iowa State at Lloyd Noble Center. Game time at 7 o'clock. It'll be televised on Fox Sports Oklahoma. And both the Oklahoma State men's and women's teams are in action this evening. The Cowboys at home against number 6 Texas Tech at Gallagher, Iowa. That's a 6 o'clock tip-off. It'll be on ESPNU. And the OSU Cowgirls are at Kansas tonight for a 7 o'clock tip. That'll be on ESPN3. Once again, we want to recap the school closings and the closings that we do have for today. Chickasha, Anadarko, Blanchard, Tuttle, USAO schools all closed. Canadian Valley Technology Center closed today. Also, the Nenecaw Senior Citizen Center will be closed today. Our Cool News, Weather, and Sports today, all sponsored by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.